I was born in St. Croix in the Virgin Islands, and there we had a lot of forms of storytelling. So you told stories through dance, through text, through music. So for me, I was always interested in weaving all of these different elements together. I spent many years as a performer, as a dancer, as a writer, as an actor. And then I moved to New York and dabbled in all of those, but then decided that directing was really the thing that I love. And it allowed me to bring together the elements. The part of me that wanted to be an architect got to talk to the set designer. The part of me that loved language got to work with the writers. And the part of me that loved bringing a performance together and engaging with a community got to do that with the actors and the audience. So that was kind of how I honed in on directing. The destiny of women in any culture reflects the destiny of the culture itself. And I think that men who are participating in either the alliance or the oppression. You know, I think you've really got to make a choice. I think that's true on gender lines. I think that's true on race lines. I think that's true on a lot of different lines that, yes, we were all born into certain systems, but are we going to choose to be allies in trying to move progressively forward in a way that's going to hopefully have unity, you know, for the sexes and what's possible there, for race, for all of these elements? Or are you just going to kind of put your head in the sand because it seems like, oh, that's not really my problem? Well, do you have a mother? Do you have a sister? Do you live in a world where women feeling empowered and their equality is actually important to the fabric of your community? I think it is. I think any community or culture that we've watched for a long period of time, I think the way that women are treated is a sign of how well that culture will do ultimately. And so I think it's just really important that we band together and that it's not just women who need to be fighting for women's rights, because they're actually, it's about universal human rights, not just about one group or the other. So everyone benefits when progress is made for a particular group that's being oppressed or not represented in a certain way. In some ways, we have a lot of progress that's happened in wonderful ways, both for women, for Black people. You know, there's a lot of great progress, and there's a lot of crisis happening. There are a lot of places where you feel like there's a lot of pushback against women. There's a lot of pushback against people of color in this country. I think, you know, in recent years, we've seen very overt brutality happening to both groups on massive scales. And I think while there is forward movement, that pushback is something that needs to be addressed. And I think we really have to go back to what are the roots of some of these inequalities? Where is some of this virulence and vigilance coming from? And how can we come together in rooms that are safe? I always think theater is a place where people get to be intimately together in a space. And it's like inviting someone over to dinner. There might be a character that the first time I read through, I might want to dismiss, or I might want to say, oh, I don't really like that person, or that person's not really like me. But really, the job of the director and actors is to understand why that person is doing the things that they're doing and the circumstances that might lead to that. So I think it's opened up my empathy for a wide range of people. It's opened up my ability to listen not only to just what people are saying, but what they're doing and why, and try to understand that, and also to really advocate for underrepresented stories, and knowing that when you put someone on stage and you invite hundreds of people to watch them, watch their family, watch their situation, that is a political act. You are actually putting someone up on a pedestal, or not necessarily a pedestal, but you're putting them in a situation where they're being honored. Just by putting them in front of people and having everyone focus and listen in, I think there's an honor to that story, to that community. And I think part of my work as a director, and it's probably linked to my mom's, you know, union organizer activity, is really wanting to put those stories up on stage that are often undertold or underrepresented. When I feel the rhythm of synthesis, that feels like the most productive rhythm of change. For example, I've been working on a piece with a Ugandan playwright named Judith Adong that's about the anti-homosexuality bill in Uganda. And that piece has been really exciting because she's a playwright, I'm a director, we've gotten together groups of actors, but then political advocacy groups and a different filmmaker. And, you know, all these different groups have kind of come together and felt like they're really naturally on the train, in the rhythm, in the beat to try and move this forward. So in a funny way, there's sometimes where it feels like it synthesizes and starts to move very quickly. But what I'm learning is also that sometimes you got to slow it down. And sometimes you come in and you think, oh, I know what might be really good or really helpful in a situation. And you skip over actually listening to all of the participants in the community that may have their own answers. And sometimes it's about slowing down and really making sure that every voice is heard that is a key component of an issue, or taking really measured steps forward. And sometimes that slowdown drives me crazy because I'm often, you know, I'm a director, I'm about getting a show up at a certain date and driving things forward. But I've learned that going very deep and asking the big questions and making sure that everyone's at the table for those questions is part of the rhythm that then allows, once things have come together and coalesced in a way that feels like, okay, now we're all unified in terms of what is the action plan, here's how we want to move forward, and then hopefully there's a kind of synthesis of energy that allows something to move forward very quickly.